So, eyes closed, please. Nice full breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And again. And become aware of that breath coming into your body. Let it come in through your nose, down your throat, into your lungs. And just visualize it traveling its path in and out. And as you breathe in, just feel that, the deliciousness of the nourishing air that gives you life. Just notice that it comes in of its own free will, comes into your being, touches you inside, lets your cells come alive with each breath. And with the life in your breath comes the life in your heart. And as you feel your breath around your heart, just notice that they work in a beautiful synchrony together, in a beautiful harmony together. And as they do that, as your breath breathes through you and your heart beats, feel each one saying to the you on the inside, there's great love for you here. We do this together. Each breath is life. Each heartbeat is love. And each breath we draw together in this room is the love of the family coming together for this exploration of spirit, for receiving the breath of love from spirit and the message of love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, it is the first channel of the day. In front of many who have never seen this before, never experienced the energy before. And like so many other times, I say that human beings come in with a bias of life. And they may be very, very spiritual and have opened up to the possibilities of God inside. They may be searching for who they really truly are in a spiritual sense. But all of you come in and sit down with the bias of life. Life as a human being is extremely three-dimensional. Even if you are highly spiritual and working with multidimensional things, you've got to want to go there on purpose and practice them. The evolvement of humanity will feature this ratio between the bias of three dimensions and the ability and the understanding of using that which you have of intuition and more, which puts you squarely into that which is beyond three dimensions. Scientifically, it is understood, it is recognized, it is seen, it is studied. It is not that far out, as you would think. However, you come and sit today with the bias of life. And the bias of life would say this, that when you see something like this, it has to be a trick. Because you don't see this every day, or you were taught it's not possible, or you had to go beyond what you were taught, reject what you were taught, to even sit in the chairs, and you still carry the bias. Is it possible right now that you're looking at something just a little bit quantum. That you're looking at something that is yours in the future and yours now if you would accept it. That the man has crossed the veil. That he steps aside. And that using his voice and his intellect, his intelligence and his language, you are hearing literally the consciousness of an angelic principle, I want to say, a principle, not an entity. That you are hearing what is on the other side, the consciousness of what is there. And the first thing that you might recognize is there is no judgment and there's no criticism. There's only a hand extended, saying welcome. Welcome to a paradigm you were never told about. That the spark of life in you is the spark of the Creator. You wouldn't be here without it. You're designed. Your soul is part of the universe. It is part of that which is a creative source. It's part of God. Surrounding it is the biology on purpose of a human. You are here on purpose. You are magnificent in all that you are. You are forever. You always were and always will be. And for a temporary time, your name goes here. Your name may be Sal, or Ruth, or George. And it'll be that way for a while. And then it'll change to something else, but it'll still be the same soul. And you come and you go, and you come and you go, and you come and you go, and you come and you go. And that is by design as well, and it's a beautiful system. It builds wisdom and old souls. That is who sits in front of me, and many of whom are listening now. Are you starting to feel it yet? Have you dropped the barrier just a little bit of this can't be so? But those listening perhaps for the first time and not here, are you beginning to feel the fact that we know you're listening? That this is a beautiful system that goes beyond the singleness of humanity. It's an omnipresent, past, present, and future omnipresent. Beautiful system of God, who even knows now who's going to listen in the future, because the potential is there that you will. And now that you are, dear one, who's listening to this, let's talk. For all of you, what brings you here? And this is the beautiful part. You came here with free choice. Nobody has told you that you had to listen, because if you didn't, something bad would happen. You came because you were attracted to something. And what is this that attracts you? And I'll tell you, what attracts you is the inner self of who you are. You're looking for a friend. And that friend is on the other side of the veil, called God, Spirit. It's not a prophet. It's not anything that's ever been alive on this planet. It's the essence of you. And it's God. And it's so attractive to you. You know it's there. You know it's inside. That some spend their lifetimes trying to find what it is. There is an energy upon you that is remarkable, new, and the first time on the planet, which starts to churn through the darkness, eliminating it, squashing it, creating space for evolvement, beauty, compassion, understanding, and awareness, like never before. And all it does is clear the area so that you can see clearly. It does not put upon you any other bias. It's a clearing of the old, so that you can see who you are. Imagine slogging down a street filled with things you had to move out of the way or would oppose you, and keep you even from sleeping at night until you got up and slogged some more. That's the old energy and the old soul. Like lights being buried by dirt or in the bushes, you did your best to walk through a life that was not commensurate with you, your divine self. And suddenly, it starts to change. And seemingly by itself, the street starts to clear. And you start seeing that which you never saw before. You see that divinity everywhere. You see it in other human beings. You see it in plants and flowers and sky. It's almost like everything started to be wiped away that was dark, and all you got to see was the color and the light. And you stood taller and walked faster. But suddenly you saw your goal. You saw who to walk toward, what to walk toward, what to do better than you did before, because you didn't slog anymore. It wasn't covered by tar and dirt and old things that stink. Instead, you see the beauty. And I'll tell you what you don't know and what you didn't realize is this is not a gift from God. You did this. You did this, and the ancients predicted that you would do this. And this is the reason for Kryon, that I would illuminate this that you have done and tell you what it means, what you can do, where you can go, and the pitfalls it may come with moving from the old to the new. But make no mistake, this is something that belongs to you. Collectively, old souls, you have been at the forefront of all of this. The more lifetimes you've had, the more you're responsible for the clearing. This is what you've waited for. There'll be more coming, of course. More instructions, of course. But if you really want to know what you see in the clearing, that is so profound. It's the love that is here for you. You can feel it. You can see it. You're known by God. Your name is known by God. All that you've come here for, listener, and the ones who are here live, all that you are is known. And because of that, every single issue is solvable. You're not alone anymore. This is the message of Kryon and others, because this is the new energy. I'll be back. And so it is.